You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of stories we haven't been able to get to yet over the last couple hours, but they're real important stories that I want to talk about. Apparently, the Florida boy that had the brain-eating amoeba, from what we understand, the treatment has gotten rid of the amoeba. He still has extensive brain damage, but we'll tell you where he is and how he's doing. We also have some information on the Navy vet who had amnesia but woke up speaking Swedish. What's going on with that? Interesting move by Disney. Apparently, Disney is bringing lesbian moms, a married lesbian couple, to a popular kids sitcom. Is that a real big deal? Why are people making a big deal about it? We'll talk about that. And a nice story I feel good about. Ben Affleck is going to play Batman in the next Superman sequel. Remember people were talking about how in the Man of Steel, Superman 2, they're going to probably try to bring in other DC comic characters to kind of do what Marvel did with Avengers? Yeah, so that's going to be a good movie because Avengers did well. I just hope DC Comics can do the same. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm a huge Ben Affleck fan. All right. I think Ben Affleck is close to my age, but he's going to star opposite 30-year-old Henry Cavill, who is going to reprise his role as Superman. I'm not sure what's going to happen, if they're going to do it exactly. I don't want to say exactly like Avengers, but my guess is they're moving towards that. I guess Batman was very interesting. When they did Batman, they really went really dark with it. A lot of people have had an issue with Marvel versus DC Comics because the Marvel movies have done amazingly well. The Incredible Hulk, the Iron Man, the Captain America, they have done a phenomenal job, the producers making those shows recently. The DC Comics didn't do as well, like the Green Lantern, etc. Now, the Superman was a hit back in the 70s and 80s, but in terms of what has been done recently, it's been kind of tough. Batman has done overall pretty well, but boy, did they make it dark. It was a very interesting take. Some of you guys really dug it. For me, I needed more light. I needed more Avengers style, you know, where there's jokes, etc. You know, because we used to make fun of the Batman sitcom years ago. So, as you can see, it's, you know, we'll see. But anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I get excited about movies. I really do. Okay, the Royal Caribbean is apparently getting some slack, in which two elderly travelers from Florida were left stranded in Journey. Apparently last April, a fire broke out on the cruise ship, and Jill and Doug Melkonian were traveling on it. Royal Caribbean, I guess, offered them a full refund and a free trip, whatever. Okay. But they didn't think bad luck would strike twice. Now, they've been to multiple countries, etc. This is being reported by CBS News. Okay. But apparently, on their first night back, he fell and he broke his hip. All right. He was immediately treated on board, but he needed medical attention. So he had traveled, he purchased traveler's insurance in Royal Caribbean. The couple was dropped off in Bartine, which is a small town off the coast of Turkey, taken to a local hospital. But the conditions, they say, were, according to the wife, were really poor. No one spoke English, and she couldn't even explain to the hospital that something was needed for his pain. So she reached out to her travel agency. Nobody was there physically with them from Royal Caribbean. They basically dropped him off and left. The agency contacted, I guess, a tour guide. They came to couple's rescue, even donated blood for him, transferred him to Istanbul, etc. So Royal Caribbean, I guess, not available for comment, according to this. But I guess he's still hospitalized. From what we understand, he's still there. So they're pretty upset. Now, I was under the impression that even with a cruise line, you're pretty much on your own. Now, I don't know if I'm misled by that, but whenever we set up, you know, the Dr. Dahlia Show cruises, etc., you know, they always say, look, if you're going to do an excursion, do it through the cruise line, because if the ship leaves, it leaves, and it will never stay late, okay? If you have to be in port for some reason that's not related to something that they did, that you're stuck. So I always assume that even if we get sick, then the ship has to leave, the ship has to leave. It's just something that cruise ships do. I didn't know they could be held liable. I mean, getting them to a medical facility is, I mean, I guess the best they could do. Now, were they supposed to arrange for helicopter, life flight them somewhere? I don't know. I don't know much about that. It would be nice for there to be a Royal Caribbean or a cruise member that could actually stay with somebody. But the only problem is if that ends up being standard, what if you have about 12 people that get sick and then they go to the nearby hospital, etc., but some have to go to one hospital, some go to another, etc., at all these different ports? Is the cruise line allowed to lose crew members like that? You know, I mean, what is, so anyway, that's kind of a case where, keep in mind, I don't think there's any real protections for you guys if you hurt yourself or get, let's say, into a position where you have to stay on port, then I mean, the cruise ship still goes. Okay, maybe there's some sort of insurance where you could get a trip back that's covered or something, but it's just one of those things that I always knew happened. It kind of stinks. I mean, it would be nice because you have a lot of older people. You know, God forbid a hip fracture. That's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say ducks are considered the melting pot of viruses that led to the new emerging bird flu in China. So they think they tracked it back to ducks. Ducks picked up viruses from migrating birds and passed them on to chickens. We'll talk about that. This H7N9. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. Delta warns that Obamacare is going to cost it $100 million in 2014. Am I wrong? Is Delta the one that said they were going to make their bathrooms smaller by taking out 3 rows? No. They were going to make their bathroom smaller by adding 3 more rows to the airplane. And we were like, what are you talking about? The bathroom was already too small. And how does that equal 3 more rows? Because already the rows are scrunched in on each other. Well, Delta Airlines thinks Obamacare is going to cost it $100 million in 2014 and warned the law will provide real challenges for both our company and our employees. Apparently, Delta employees had called the Eric Erickson radio show. This is according to BizJournal.com. And many had said that the memo had been circulating this week. And this comes after UPS had planned to drop 15,000 spouses from its medical plan to Obamacare. According to Delta's letter, they say the Affordable Health Care Act is anything but business as usual. Due to Obamacare regulations, it faces $10 million in new reinsurance fees, $14 million to cover employees' children until age 26, $14 million related to the individual mandate provisions, and other costs. He says, it said, make no mistake, the costs imposed on Delta and our employees are very real, and they are escalating. The costs mentioned above, when combined with normal medical inflation and the end of the ERRP program, mean that the cost of providing health care to our employees will increase by nearly $100 million next year. Delta will have to absorb the vast majority of that increase in cost so that we continue to provide high-quality, quality health plan, but some of it will have to be shared with our employees as well. And, of course, the balance that the company pay simply means less left over for other investments that make our business stronger. Now, I'm still kind of confused about the whole airline industry because we're not getting food. The tickets are expensive and there's no room. Flying coach stinks. So I'm still pretty confused. Okay? But I think what's happening, our businesses are starting to kind of clue people in that there are some nasty changes. There's an insurance company in our neck of the woods that has already told their employees that vacation time is going to be stopped because of the Obamacare changes. Vacation time. We are moving towards a, society where employees are going to really get it, unfortunately. And it's not their fault, because employers that are getting it from the government can't go back and fight the government. So they only have a choice to turn around and then nail the employees. And it is a very scary situation. Okay? Employers already said, screw this, I'll take the fine. I'm not going to give you guys health insurance. Okay? I'll take the tax. And the Supreme Court said it's okay. The Supreme Court said Obamacare can tax employers if they don't buy health insurance. They said they could do that. So employers are like, fine. Okay? But because we're taking the tax, not only are our employees not going to be getting health insurance, but we are going to squeeze that tax money that we have to spend per employee not getting health insurance out of them as well. No vacation leave, no raises, no bonuses. And what stinks is the employees, you know, the employees are just victims to this. Now, some of you had written and said, well, it's the employees' fault. They voted for Obama. Well, how did you know the employees voted for Obama? I mean, you know, we think we know certain groups that probably voted for Obama, certain unions, etc. But you don't know. There could be some people in the union that voted for Romney. You don't know. You know? But where I do feel bad, if any of these employees did vote for Obama and the administration and wanted Obamacare to happen, I really feel bad if they were misled. Because if they were misled, okay, and we knew they were being misled. You know, now I know people are like, look, okay, you know, you had to have some sense. When somebody promises 35 million Americans insurance, you had to realize that wouldn't work and that was a load of crap. But you know what? I can't blame people for not knowing that. Maybe you and I are really savvy on that. But a lot of these people, when they educate themselves, they go to these certain websites that they think are educating them. You know, just like my patients, I don't chastise my patients for going online and researching something and then wanting that something given to them, because they are hit with propaganda by the company that's selling the product. So somebody will sell a product and they'll figure out how to get up there in Google, you know, being a first search, then they will be the one to teach all the information so you get that product. I have to commend the patients for doing research, but then we have to also teach people you need to do your research from multiple sides of it. Okay? You know, I was talking to some college students. I always talk to college students and, you know, that I'm an alumni from, you know, to kind of teach them and you know, be a mentor for them. And one of the professors said, look, guys, you know, before your interviews, et cetera, make sure you listen to the news. And one of the best outlets to listen to the news that's non-biased is NPR. Now, he particularly thinks NPR is non-biased. Yet many of us say, oh, no way, it is biased. And do we know of any radio station, right versus left, or any TV station, right versus left, that is unbiased? Yeah, Fox is supposed to be fair and balanced, but people don't believe it. They think it leans to the right. CNN is supposed to be fair and whatever. No, because that leans, you know, the reporters and the anchors, you know, show their disdain. I mean, I remember watching the McCain election. I mean, the reporter, she no longer works for CNN anymore. You could almost see her with disgust saying McCain's name. So we really don't have an objective outlet. Now, I love like AP Network News or like the news we get on GCN. I love listening to those newscasts because, again, he's just telling the news. Okay, court hearings for Benghazi. Michelle Obama starting a Eat Health Smart movement. Hillary Clinton pondering 2016. I mean, just matter of fact. But the problem is there's no place to get your news matter of fact. Even when you go to some of these main news sites, there's stuff intertwined that is so biased. So, you know, these employees out there are really getting screwed. We heard from UPS. We heard from Delta, and I don't think you and I or people should have the attitude of, well, the employees reap what they sow, because I don't think a lot of them voted for Obama. And even if they did vote for Obama, how were they supposed to know? Because if you Googled Obamacare, most of the sites that would link you to Obamacare were the sites that were pro-Obamacare. So they did do their research. You see, I have a problem when somebody doesn't do their research. But if somebody does a research, but they unfortunately picked a site that propagandized them and was so slanted, you know, I mean, I still can't, like I say, I can't blame them too much because they did try to do their research. And where the hell were they supposed to go? Now, some of you were saying, well, most of the people on the right explained to everybody that this didn't work. But the problem is a lot of these sites that are more right-leaning, we've already alienated other people because we didn't, quote-unquote, agree with what Obama wanted to do. So people wouldn't even go to those sites anyway. I think Fox News did an amazing job of telling us what Obamacare really means. They even had doctors on there saying, look, guys, look, you know? And it's a shame. I mean, I know many of you think I'm biased, and I'm a doctor, so of course I'm biased. Okay? I mean, I have medical background. And so I have my own opinion, and I'll tell you it's my opinion. I'll tell you, look, in all the years I've practiced and everything I've done, I mean, this is what I've seen work. This is what I see different work. It doesn't work. And I got to tell you, I'm really nervous about this. You can't force an employer to pay for someone's health insurance, and a person will lose their health insurance every time they're fired. You know, I'm sorry it took my MD to explain that to certain people who couldn't just think about it from their kindergarten days. It doesn't take a lot of knowledge to do that, but, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, in my, you know, anyway. So, this is a tough one, guys. You know, I don't want a country uninsured. But that's what's happening. 1-877 Doc Valley.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in to 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So antipsychotic medications like Seroquel, Abilify, Risperidol has been found to also increase a child's risk of developing type 2 diabetes by tripling their risk within the first year of usage. Pretty scary stuff. Now, we sometimes have to use things like this for schizophrenia, but we're starting to see bipolar, ADHD, mood disorders using these medications as well. And they're finding that not only are these kids, you know, undergoing that type of treatment and having those types of issues, but they're going to be facing the issue of diabetes as well. According to a study author, Wayne Ray, director of the Division of Pharmacoepidemiology at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, says we found that children who received antipsychotic medications were three times as likely to develop type 2 diabetes. It's well known that antipsychotics cause diabetes in adults, but until now, the question hadn't been fully investigated in children. Antipsychotics, of course, cause dramatic weight gain. When it causes this, it could promote insulin resistance. Both the insulin resistance could do that, and the weight gain could cause insulin resistance, hence putting you more at risk for diabetes. Now, some of you have asked me why on God's great earth is there such a huge push for these kids to be on these types of medications and antipsychotic, for crying out loud. Well, there's a variety of reasons, okay? When I used to deliver babies, etc., I can't tell you how many people came in with no prenatal care that had a history of drug use. Heart rate of the baby was 170, 180. Mom was on either meth, cocaine, etc. And we knew that many of these fetuses would come out probably having some issues. Okay? We immediately got mom help. Pediatricians got involved. Some of these kids had to be in the neonatal ICU or the PICU, depending on how they were born and et cetera. But we're finding lots of babies that had injuries to them when they were pregnant. I'm not talking about, I mean, there's also genetic things that pass, and some kids just get the genetic trait to have schizophrenia, et cetera. But the more and more women, the more and more possibility for drugs becoming available, et cetera, more and more women could then possibly use drugs when pregnant. So you have that group of the population. Then we have another group of the population where kids might have been underdiagnosed for so many years, and all of a sudden now we're like, oh, they aren't just bad kids that need to go to a boys' school, you know, across the country. These are kids that are suffering from a certain challenge, and they need to be medicated, right? Wasn't it in the olden days, if kids would do bad things or kids would act out, you would just throw them into a boys' school with a strict teacher? Okay, well, they do things differently. Now, like, no, you could still stay in school. You could still be with your family. You could still incorporate into school, but we're going to medicate you, okay? Then ADHD, I mean, we've already talked about that, ADHD on the rise, that, I think there's a huge overdiagnosis with that. I don't think video games are helping that much, okay? There's the issue of people not wanting to put some work into it. You know, sitting through school is boring. I get that. School can be boring, even for a straight-A student like me. I still found some subjects boring, but you learn to sit through it. Some of you right now are sitting through the Dr. Dahlia Show going, gosh, this crap is boring. But you're sitting through it because your wife told you to, okay? You have some self-control. But for many of us, we don't have that self-control. Or we don't teach our kids to have that self-control. Okay, depression. Okay, we used to let kids who get depressed just sit there and be moody or read or whatever. Now we're like, well, we need to fix the depression. We need to medicate. Yeah, I don't think a kid should have to suffer from depression. I mean, I think we should kind of help the kid out if we could. But when it comes to, the fact that medicines are available, we're going to be quick. And then the fifth reason is these medicines work. I can't tell you how many kids come in with their parents and mom says, of course I want the kid getting their ADD medicine. Their grades are good. You know, how do you convince a mom to take the kid off the medicine when it's working? Well, my kid had depression. We give him the medication, and they're not depressed anymore. It works. And I got to give the parents some, credit. Do you want a kid that's suffering and suffering just so you could say you're not on the medication? Or do you want the kid to take the medication? And some parents will say, I would rather they take the medication and have blood sugar issues than not be on the medication and try to turn to drugs or alcohol to try to control their symptoms. So this is going to be a rising epidemic. If any of you are in the medical field, I urge you to always check kids for diabetes and high cholesterol. When I was in training, we really didn't like drawing blood on kids because they would cry and scream and it would cause a big ruckus in the clinic. I disagree. Okay, if mom, dad, grandma, grandpa have high cholesterol, diabetes, you think your kid has some bad eating habits, your kid is overweight, why the hell not do a blood test? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, my kid will scream, and they'll make noise, and they'll kick me, and I don't want to get kicked in the groin. You know what? It's a blood test. The kid could get through it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 133 human cases of bird flu and 43 deaths of bird flu have now been reported. And a study published by the journal Nature showed humans were probably infected with the H7N9 due to contact with chickens at live poultry markets. The team comes from researchers at Shantou University Medical College. They took samples from 1,300 chickens, ducks, geese, pigeons, partridges, and quail, and a partridge in a pear tree, as well as fecal and water samples from live poultry markets. They looked at genetic codes, etc., and they think domestic ducks, quack quack, seem to act as key intermediate hosts by acquiring and maintaining diverse influenza viruses from migratory birds. Remember we talked about avian flu and bird flu and swine flu and how it could be maybe transmitted to humans based on a middleman? That's what we may be talking about. They say this probably led to outbreaks in chickens, resulting in the rapid spread of the virus through live poultry markets, which became the source of human infections. They say there have been very few cases in China thus far, but this is something they need to start controlling. Now, there's another bird flu called the H7N7. You guys getting all this? You have the H7N9, now you have the H7N7. And that appears able to infect mammals. The scientists said this group of H7 bird flus may pose threats beyond the current outbreak. So I know some of you are like, well, what the hell do I do? Problem is I don't know if we have vaccines for all these different H7N9s. I know we have the vaccine for the swine flu. Okay, the vaccine that we should be getting this year is the trivalent, right? That should be good for all of that. But it's one of those things where, you know, you just kind of hope our researchers are doing the work that they need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting. Disney, I guess, the Disney Channel is going to feature a married lesbian couple on a popular kids sitcom this coming season. Now, according to Media Guide, which is an organization headed by Christian media critic Ted Baer, he says it's a disappointment to millions of Americans that Disney would choose to become a groundbreaker in immorality. He says new concepts of morality have had a very negative impact on marriage, families, and children. He said that becoming a leader in political correctness, we encourage Disney to hold on to their title as the leader in good, fun, and wholesome. I guess they have a show called Good Luck Charlie, and lesbian characters will appear on an episode of this. Now, I guess the series, which debuted in 2010, will be canceled after the fourth season, but new episodes will be rolling out in early 2014. I don't know much about the show, but I guess in the lesbian storyline, preschooler Charlie's parents set up a play date with one of her new friends. When the child arrives, they learn that Charlie's pal has two moms, etc. Now, we're talking Disney. So there's a lot of back and forth on whether Disney should allow something like this or, I mean, does it really not matter? This is real life. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Alright, guys. Woo! Coming into the weekend, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I mean, I think the reason why there's a lot of hoopla is a lot of families like Disney. Disney has been with us ever since we were kids, and grandparents still want to take the kids to Disneyland, and you have the whole Mickey and Minnie and, you know, and I guess they think that Disney is supposed to represent more normalcy, which I gotta kind of disagree with. I don't think anything has really ever been really normal about Disney. You know, the women, right, like Belle and Cinderella, that's really not an anatomically correct figure. Okay, I knew I was never going to look like Cinderella, and I knew I was never going to marry Prince Charming. So, you know, and then you got Goofy and Donald Duck, and those characters don't really seem to fit or more realistic build. So I've never really looked at Disney providing what we would supposedly think of as a sense of reality. But I understand how people would like Disney to not have any sort of social agenda. But what I think people are missing is incorporating a homosexual couple into a show does not necessarily mean it's an agenda. We have a huge homosexual population, and as marriage becomes legalized between people that want to form legal unions, we are going to see more and more of this. So if Disney wants to portray a normal society without, because they could look political if they don't incorporate it. Why is everybody straight in this show? That's not real life. Everybody isn't straight. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And this is going to be a decision we're going to start seeing many media outlets and probably a variety of other outlets where, when you know, we're going to later start to see people won't say, you know, take your husband or take your wife. They're going to probably say take your spouse. The term husband and wife may not be used that much. You know, we're gonna start seeing a huge change as people realize that a huge percentage of our population, more than we ever thought, was gay. And they are now free to be able to live a life that they were born to live and not have to hide it. So, parents saying, oh, we're gonna boycott Disney or whatever. I mean, here's the thing, okay? I don't think Disney or any show, whether they're pushing a straight agenda or a homosexual agenda or whatever they're being accused of, has that much power over kids. I think right now it's the video games. I don't think kids are really that into Disney anyway. But for those of you parents that use TV as a babysitter, all right, I think you need to come to the realization that you have to be active when your child watches the television set. Okay? I mean, I know we have to be active. Every now and then I hear Cartman, where's my pack? I'm like, wait a second, why is that on? I'm seeing if my husband's watching TV. It's on. My husband, my kids are watching South Park. I'm like, what? You know, same thing with Family Guy. So, you know, when we're talking about, you know, all right, well, this is supposed to be Disney. My kids should watch a Disney flick. And, you know, even when my kids watch a Disney, I was there to censor. You know, Finding Nemo, they never saw the first chapter. When we got the Nemo movie and the CD, the DVD, I skipped it to 2, Channel 2, where he's like, wake up, time for school. I didn't want them to see when they were really young the first one because it was really sad where the mom got eaten. So even with Disney, okay, somebody dies. Usually Mufasa dies. At least when Mufasa died, that was a little easier than Nemo's mom getting killed first scene out in the movie. So already with Disney, you need to be around also. Parents, you can't be lazy. There is something that one of these shows is going to air that you don't approve of. Now, maybe you guys, if you don't mind about, you know, lesbian couples or gay couples, fine. That's great. You know, I mean, I don't care. We have homosexuals in our family. My kids understand. So it doesn't bother me if Disney does this. But let's say you are bothered by that. You still have to be involved in what your kids view. Okay? And then you could explain to them that there are some couples that do this. I mean, remember, there's real life. Okay? My kids have had teachers whose spouse came, or boyfriend, girlfriend, etc. I mean, you're going to have the topic. And then you could choose to have the topic in any way you want. You have a choice of how to discuss the topic with your child. It's your child. But just, you know, realize you can't fight progress, and you can't fight human nature. If many humans, okay, and I know some of you are kind of shocked at the numbers and you'd like to know what the percentage is, it's very hard to say because many people that are gay still have not come out. But when I was in medical school, we were taught that 1 in 8 men are gay. That's a huge percentage. Huge percentage. 1 in 8 men. And those are people who admit it. So I'm expecting probably about, I don't know, a fifth or sixth of our society is gay, lesbian, homosexual, transgender, etc. Okay, just because of what I see with my patient population. Most of us have a family member that's gay, whether they've come out or not. And so your kids are going to have the discussion with you anyway. Now, some of you don't want to have the discussion because you want to wait till they're older. Again, that's your choice. You have a right to bring up any subject you want to with your kid at any time, whether it's about sex, whether it's about drugs, whether it's about religion, whether it's about nutrition. You know, we can only make certain recommendations when it comes to nutrition, etc. But when we're talking about, you know, okay, well, you know, if somebody has something on TV that you disagree with, well, then you be a parent and be active in what the kid views. But to fight Disney on trying to incorporate a fairly real-life setting, I just think it's a moot point because this is where society is going. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Navy vet who had amnesia and then he woke up speaking only Swedish, he had been found unconscious in a California motel, has arrived in Sweden. 61-year-old Michael Boatwright, I guess, was greeted by Eva Espling, a Swedish woman he dated in the early 1980s. Apparently, he had lived in Sweden off and on between 81 and 2003. He's a Navy veteran who served in Vietnam. Apparently, he was discovered in a motel room in Palm Springs in February, referred to himself as Johan Ek. But they found an ID that identified him as Michael Boatwright. So they diagnosed him with transient global amnesia, triggered by trauma that can last for months. I guess it's caused by memory loss and then sudden and unplanned travel. And I guess possible adoption of a new identity. But the fact that he could speak Swedish, I mean, to me, man, he probably had some Swedish origin. I mean, wouldn't you think? You know, kind of makes you think of the whole Bourne identity thing, right? Jason Bourne, the 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a controversial set of education standards, I guess, being pushed by many state governors and education leaders, according to TheBlaze.com, is coming under fire for its selection of books that are on the suggested reading list. The book, a past selection of Oprah's Book Club, apparently has graphic sex scenes and descriptions that some think may not be appropriate for kids. I guess listed is The Bluest Eye. No. I guess an 11-year-old African-American girl in Ohio in the early 40s prays for her eyes to turn blue so that she will be beautiful. I guess there's, I mean, I don't know much about these books. I only remember reading Catcher on the Rye and reading a lot of Greek mythology and Beowulf, which I still don't understand what Beowulf is. I got to see the movie because I've read that sucker three times. I still don't understand what the hell it is. But apparently they have excerpts, okay, from some of these pages. Like, for example, a bolt of desire ran down his genitals and softening the lips of his anus. He wanted to blink her tenderly, but the tenderness would not hold. I mean, this is, I guess, a piece of The Bluest Eye. Not sure what the kids are supposed to learn about this one, but I would hate to see what the spell check has to do during their book reports. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. We are live Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time. You all be safe and God bless.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.